Good morning. Isn't it nice to be cool again after yesterday, that big day? All right, this is the third service of the year 2023. We're three services in. And before you know it, we'll be 3 months in, 6 months in. That's the way it works. As you get older, and there's quite a few of us here, we're ticking over in age, and just time just goes by so quickly. And as I said last week, time waits for nobody. Nobody. All right, so those of you who were here last week will remember that I was speaking on the wonders of God. All right, I was speaking from Genesis chapter 1, and I was talking about Genesis chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2. And we're talking about the wonders of God and how God created something out of nothing, that he spoke things into existence. And he created the heavens and earth, and he created them out of nothing. And then the first man, Adam, he created Adam out of dust. Can you imagine that? Just out of dust. And then in the garden, Adam needed a helper. And so God created Eve. And the Bible says that God put Adam to sleep. Then he took a rib from Adam's body, and then the scripture says that he closed up the flesh. And so there was Eve in the garden. She was a helper, if you like. And I was pondering about this morning about the Garden of Eden. I wonder what it looked like. Can you imagine the streams would be just pure water, the purest there's ever been? Yeah, no pollution, absolutely not. And there would have been, I'm imagining it to be the green that we've never ever seen in our life. And the colours of the flowers and all that. Can you imagine that? Just it would be a beautiful place to be. And so God gave us dominion over all the world. He gave us dominion over the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, the animals on the land. And he gave us this great world to look after. But we haven't done a very good job because we've polluted this earth. But we're talking about the wonders of God. And as I said last week, and some of this is a repeat, and I'll get to the main point in a minute. But when I watch those National Geographic shows, I love them. Because there is so many things you see on there that you think, this is creation. It's just a beautiful thing. And then I watched another one last night about animals, and I thought, this is amazing. I mean, it really is the awe of God, the wonder of God. And we move on to the New Testament. Now, 3 weeks ago, we celebrated the birth of Jesus, the Christ child. And we know that Jesus was born to die. That was his destiny. And the Bible says that he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And Jesus was crucified upon the cross and said that he didn't protest, he went quietly. And they gave the example, the Bible gives the example of when, a sheep is being sheared and they just lay in the person's arms and they don't move. Jesus went to like a lamb to the slaughter. Isaiah 53, it's up there, I think. You want to put that up for me? He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is silent. So he did not even open his mouth. So Jesus didn't protest. He just went and was crucified. And it says in another scripture, it says that he was despised and rejected. And by the way, nothing has changed. And over 2,000 years, Jesus today is still despised and rejected. And there's this huge movement on to almost get rid of Christianity because it's offensive now. And if the people of God don't speak up, I mean, I've read this book. I know who wins in the end. But we've still got a job to do here. Confess me before man, I will confess you before my Father. We're talking about the wonder of God. And some of the wonders of God, as I said before, are such as last week I was talking about redemption. Now, we're going to celebrate communion shortly. There was redemption, that Jesus died on the cross for the redemption of all mankind. Other wonders of God, the eternal is forgiveness, eternal life, peace. The Bible talks about peace, Philippians, if you would. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgivings present your requests to God. That we don't have to be anxious about anything. We're going to go through issues in our life. You know, I listened to Rick Warren. Rick Warren's the pastor of Saddleback Church. And the last time I was in the mainland US, I actually went to his church. Quite interesting how it all works, especially you guys in worship. You walk in, you sit down, they have one worship song. The preacher gets up and preaches the message. And then they have a closing song. And as they've got the closing song, they flee in thousands. They just all walk out. Now, I'm not sure what that's all about. I think it is because they've probably got another service. But it's very simple. One worship song, one message, one closing song, get out of here, and that's the way they do it. But Rick Warren, you know, he was a number one bestseller of one of his books. He tells the story about you don't grow in times of peace. If your life is like this all the time, you haven't experienced some of the things that we need to experience. And we don't grow unless we go through those times of trouble and tribulation. And the Bible's very clear in the scripture in John 16, verse 33. It says there, I've told you these things that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In this world, you will have trouble. And if you want to experience real peace, we sometimes have to go through these things. That's what Rick Warren was saying. And he was talking about, there's a man and a family that have gone through some tough stuff. Pastor of a big church, very successful author, a couple of children, one of his young sons, 17-year-old, the youngest, been suffering with depression for years and years. Yes, and they'd done all kinds of things, you can imagine, to try and get their son well. But it didn't happen. And as a 17-year-old, he decided to take his own life. And Rick Warren said, if it had not been for his people, had it not been for his congregation, had it not been for the prayer and all that, and the love and the care that they've given, he said he wouldn't be in the pulpit today. He said, we took comfort in Romans 8:28. And now we know that in all things God works for good, for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I'll ask you the question, how can any good come out of when you lose one of your kids? But as Gavin testified here a couple of weeks ago, and I can say it because he said it. Gavin almost said this verbatim. He said they got great comfort from Romans 8:28 because what it did for him and Diane and their family, it brought them closer to God. Rick Warren said exactly the same thing, Romans 8:28. He said through that tragedy, it made us come closer to God. And I couldn't think of anything worse than losing one of your children. You know, we know about Jesus in the storm. You know these stories. But I'm just telling them again to reinforce it. You know, when Jesus was in the boat, put it up, please, mate. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Let's read it. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. The wonder of God. We're going to go through storms of life. It's part of life. It is life. But there were the disciples in the boat and they thought they were going to die. And what did Jesus do? He spoke the word and calmed. And I have a mate of mine, a preacher, and I think he's the one that coined this phrase, and that you've heard it before. And it says this, when Jesus is in the boat, the storm won't last and the boat won't sink. Does that make sense? When Jesus is in the boat, the storm won't last and the boat won't sink. You know, the boat of our life. The wonder of God. Hope. The wonder of hope. I mentioned this last week. There was a cardiologist in America, one of the leading cardiologists. And he said, hope is a medicine. He said, I use that more than any other. And I want to speak about two other wonders, if I may. One is about healing. And the other is about the authority of the believer. You know, Gavin referred to this scripture a couple of weeks ago. It's in John chapter 14. It says, "The greater things will you do than I. I go to the Father." It's okay. Is it up there? No, it's all right. But Jesus is saying, "Greater things will you do than I." And another in James, it says that to call upon the elders of the church. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. You know, last week, we hadn't done what we did last week for a long time. And after the sermon, we invited people to come up for prayer. And four of us responded. I was one of them. And we did what the Bible tells us to do. We invoked the scriptures. And on the Wednesday, I was going into hospital to have something done with my spine, a nerve on my spine, to have it cauterized at the Monash Private Hospital. And I had the procedure done, and I had the nerve in my spine done. And after I'd finished, you have to wait for a certain amount of time. They keep an eye on you before they send you home. And so I spent about 90 minutes in this in the observation. But another fellow came out, two chairs down from me, and he had had the same op as me. And he was in all kinds of pain. He wasn't well. And I had a good time there because, you know, one of the best parts of that is having that cup of tea after, especially when you've been fasting, you know, you have that cup of tea and little sandwich. It was beautiful. And I wasn't looking forward to the operation, but I was really looking forward to that cup of tea, I can tell you. And I had two. But, you know, so I had to pick up a script for painkillers. And on the script said, these are for extreme pain. And I read all the things that were supposed, they gave me this big sheet of all the things that were supposed to happen, you know, you're going to be nauseated, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, you know, you'll be in pain for weeks, and so it went on. I thought, I've got something to look forward to here. But anyway, I did not have any pain, I did not have any discomfort. and I didn't lose any sleep. Why? Because last Sunday, right here, we invoked the scriptures. We prayed for each other. We did what the scripture tells us to do, is to pray. He laid hands on me. We also prayed for others. And as I said last week, there have been in the years in this church over the years some very significant healings take place. And I mentioned to you a couple last week. Let's never, ever discount the wonder of God and the power of God. Let me finish just briefly talking about the authority of God. And as believers, that we have authority. And in John chapter 14, verse 12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. See, Jesus never left us. He went to the Father, but then he sent the Holy Spirit. And he gave us that authority. And God gave us the power and authority. You know, in that authority that we greater things will you do than I. That was Jesus. He said those things. Because I go to the Father. So, you know, we are God's representatives on this earth. And he's given us that authority to go out into the world, that world that he's given us, and take authority over it. And whatever the situation might be, that we have the authority, you know. It's up to us to do the praying. It's up to God to do the rest. We are his representatives. God has given us that authority. Amen? Amen. Stand with me, please. Let's come together in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your great mercies, for your grace, for your love, for your care. That, Lord, that the Bible says that you care for us, and we are to cast all our cares upon you. And Lord, this morning, as Doug had prayed, we think of those amongst our flock that are unwell. And we pray, God, that just as the scripture says, that we can pray for them. And that prayer can make that person well. And so, Lord, you know those that are unwell today, not able to make it because of their, you know, whatever that issue is going on in their body. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I would pray that you would bring healing to them right now. And for those, Lord, that love and care for that person, would you take the anxiety and the stress away, knowing, Lord, that our God has got it under control. And Father, we thank you. And Lord, we pray for all those that are still holding, and ask God that you would bring them back safely to their families and to us. And Lord, we pray for our community that, you know, there's that move out there to even stamp Christianity out. I pray, Lord, that you would empower each one of us just about that authority we talked about before. And that, Lord, you would give us opportunities to share the gospel before man. And that, Lord, you would, this little church here, this little vineyard of yours, you would grow. Not only in numbers, but in spirit, Lord. So, Father, we thank you. And I pray, Lord, for every person here right now. You know their hearts. You know their joys. You know their sorrows. I pray that you'll just walk amongst your people this morning and touch each one of us, Lord, afresh. And that, Lord, people would see that light upon our own faces, the light of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, Amen. Amen. Thank you.